As we're headed into the back to school season, I know many of us parents, we want to make sure that our children are getting the help that they need when it comes to subjects in school, areas maybe that they're struggling in, help with homework, areas that they're excelling in, maybe not getting challenged enough in class. Well, IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies, and it's designed to help kids really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I was first introduced to IXL a few years ago when Silas's math class, his teacher changed to using this. And it was really, the goal of it was so that they could get a better read on where all of the kids in the class were doing and where they needed to be challenged more, where they were struggling. And I loved the real-time feedback. The other thing is that it really challenged Silas because he's someone who's kind of independently motivated, and he loved that he could work ahead and work at his own pace. And he wanted to see those stats and see the results. And he ended up being able to then move up in math to a different level because he was so motivated and they saw that he was really doing well based upon his stats from IXL. So I'm really grateful for IXL because it just helped him to be able to be more challenged when it came to math. This program will improve your kids' grades. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It also will work for any of your kids. There are advanced algorithms that power it, so IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. Also, one subscription to IXL gets you everything. So if you have kids different ages in your home, pre-K to 12th grade, IXL covers it all. Also, it can save you money because instead of hiring a tutor, you might be able to just use IXL, and a single hour of tutoring costs more than a month of IXL. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And my podcast listeners of the Crystal Payne Show, can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. So visit IXL.com today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to the Crystal Payne Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of 6 kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Payne.
Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Payne Show. I'm excited today because we're going to be sharing about something that has been a long time in coming, or was a long time in coming, because this something has already happened. But we get to sit down and talk to you about it. And I think you're really going to enjoy us sharing about our trip to New York City, how we did it on a budget, and why we went, why we chose New York City. Also, why it's been 5 years since Jesse and I have been on an overnighter, which I don't recommend, but sometimes life happens. Also, I have a book to share about. Jesse, do you have any books to update us on?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Wow. Okay, you go first.
Oh, well, I wasn't prepared, but I finished my last book.
Your nonfiction book?
Nonfiction book written by Drago Zirian. Really good book. Really good book. He's a former Navy SEAL that was from Poland. Born and raised in Poland, in socialist / communist Poland. So he goes into very great detail as far as recounting his growing up and what circumstances were like then, and the problems with socialism and living under socialism, living under communism, and juxtaposes that with after he immigrated to the States and then became a citizen and joined the Navy. So it was really, really a fascinating read.
And what was the name of it again? I don't think you shared the name of it, actually.
I don't think so. Well, I don't have my phone with me.
Pledge to America.
I think it's a Pledge to America is what it is.
Okay. Well, we will link to that.
Just look up Drago.
How do you spell that?
You don't need to know how to spell his last name because I'm probably butchering it, but I think it's Zarian.
How do you spell Drago?
Drago, D-R-A-G-O.
Okay. That was my guess, but I just... Okay.
That's his nickname. That's not his real name.
But we will link to that in the show notes.
I started a new book.
Oh, okay. Wow. Big update.
Big update.
Okay. What's the new book?
1984.
Ooh. Have you read it before?
I've never read it before.
I have never read it either. I think all three of our kids have read it in school.
They did, and they recommended it. And I read Animal Farm already, which is before 1984. But so far, it's pretty good.
Okay. So this is the sequel to 1984?
It's not. No. 1984. And
I'm sorry. This is the sequel to Animal Farm?
Animal Farm are two different books. The Animal Farm was written first. 84 was written second. So,
but do they go together?
They do not go together. Okay, so they're mutually exclusive.
Okay. Are they written in the same sort of style?
No.
Very different.
Animal Farm is an allegory with animals that are on a farm. Both of them are taking place in England. But Animal Farm is about the basically the animals. They talk and they take over the
farmyard. Animal Farm is about animals.
It's animals at a farm. I don't know if you knew that,
but wow!
But it's an allegory about socialism. Again, I mean that's a very that's a common thread, I guess, between the two books.
Okay, so because I thought that 1984 was about socialism.
It's about totalitarianism right now.
Okay. Well, you have to keep us posted. I've never read it, but I hear it alluded to all the time, and it's one of those works that I feel like I should read it.
Yeah, I'm 45 pages in right now, and it's actually pretty fascinating.
Well, my book update maybe isn't so excited, but I'm reading this book that my friend Jen recommended. I had read Slow Productivity recently, really loved it. I've talked about that on the podcast, but she said this kind of is a good follow-up to that one. And she had highly recommended Slow Productivity, and I love that one. So I thought, hey, I need to listen to what she says. It's called From Strength to Strength. It's by Arthur C. Brooks. And it's finding success, happiness, and deep purpose in the second half of life. It's very weird to be reading books about the second half of life. I don't know, since I'm 43, am I in the second half of life? I don't know.
Nobody knows if they're in the second half of life.
I know that I'm nearing the second half of life if I'm not in it. And especially when it comes to career-wise, for sure, I'm in the second half of life career-wise, I would say. And so far, I feel like the first chapter, I really did not like the author because a lot of the things that he was saying, you know, kind of like your prime is in your 20s and your 30s. And I'm like, hello, I'm 43. Don't be telling me that. But I think then he's setting it up for how much you have so much wisdom. And then in your second half of life to build upon. And he's also talking about just how we can chase after power, money, fame, all of these things that really aren't going to give us deep purpose and happiness in our second half of life. It's not written from a Christian perspective. From Strength to Strength is actually from a Bible verse. So he does allude to some biblical things, but then there are also some things in there that I don't get the impression that the author is a Christian or that, I mean, the book is definitely not written from a Christian perspective to Christians, but I still feel like it's making me think. And I love that. And I'm really curious where he's going to go because I'm only a third of the way through the book. And so I'm like, where is he going to go with this? And am I going to like the ending? But I'm trusting Jen and her recommendation. We got an email response to a recent podcast that I wanted to share with you. Well, we always love hearing from you. So anytime if you want to respond, send an email to crystal@moneysavingmom.com. It might get read on air. You never know. But one of our recent responses, I've been saving it for a bit so that I can read it to you, Jesse. Let me find it. Okay, so if you listened to, it was two episodes ago, I told an embarrassing story. And she said...
I'm trying to remember which one.
Your story about pulling your car into the garage reminded me of the middle TV show episode about when Sue is learning to drive and they have her go through the drive-through line at the restaurant. If you haven't watched it, you should. It's something that always makes me and my husband laugh so hard. These days, we need some laughs in the middle of the hard things. Glad you're all okay, and so is the car. That's from Tracy. I have not seen the middle TV show. I've never heard of the middle TV show, but I'm going to have to go look that up. I'd love to know if anybody else has watched that, because I agree with her. We need things to make us laugh. So if you did not listen to that episode, we will link it in the show notes. Go back and listen, and hopefully the story will make you laugh as well. I learned something recently that goes against everything that I've ever believed about a particular vegetable.
You're welcome.
I always thought that I did not like beets.
I was thinking of a different vegetable.
Okay, mother raised me. We'll have to get to that because now I'm curious. My mother raised me to be able to eat anything. I can eat pretty much anything, unless something is just so spicy hot that I feel like my head is going to explode. But even when we went to India, we ate a lot of spicy things and I was still able to eat them. Liver is one thing that I really have to choke down. But there are certain vegetables that I don't necessarily love, and beets were one of those. And the only way I'd ever had them was boiled and sliced. So
were they boiled or pickled?
No, not pickled, boiled.
Really?
Boiled beets and sliced, just so very, very red. I'd never had them raw before, as far as I know, except for maybe in juiced with other things. So for my birthday, Jesse took me to this tea shop, which was so perfect for me, and then also to this farm stand, both things that I'd really been wanting to go. I was so impressed that he came up with this all on his own to take me to these two places. He listens very well. But this farm stand, they had some different things that they grow, and I was just looking at the different things, and they had beets, and I was like, you know what? This is a good deal. And so I'm going to buy it. And worst case scenario, I mean, I just throw them out if I just don't like them.
Wait just a second, Becca.
Yes.
If you've never bought them before, how would you have known if it was a good deal?
That's a great question. Compared to the other things that they were selling, the beets were one of the best deals that they had. Maybe there was a reason. Maybe not very many people buy beets.
Demand was low.
Anyway, so I bought them. And, you know, it's the kind where, like, they still have dirt on them and everything. Like, they were fresh out of the ground. I washed them, and I started just cutting up some pieces of them and putting them in my different, like, salad bowls and stuff. And they're not, like, amazing, but I actually really like them. It's this nice crunch. And I think I'd not had them raw before. And so now I've been making this bowl for a lot of days for lunch, where it's chopped up red onions, peppers, cucumbers, raw beets, and then an avocado, and then I put hummus and kimchi on it. And it is so good. It also looks really pretty, but it's so good. I got the idea, though, from when we went on our trip, and we were super hungry when we got to the airport, and we went to that place that they sold basically these bowls. Mm-hmm. And you got something that was similar. And as I was eating it, I was like, this is so good. And I was like, I could make this. And then that's kind of where the idea came from. It wasn't exactly what was in that bowl, but mm-hmm. the basic idea. And so anyway, now I have discovered that I like beets.
Is the crunch similar to like a radish crunch?
Yes, except for radishes are more, kind of have like a spicier flavor.
I wasn't going to say because of the flavor.
But I would say yes.
The consistency.
And also, I don't know if it was the type of beets. I thought beets were fully red. Like, I think we've grown them before, and these are speckled.
Speckled is a good way to put it.
Pink and white and red. They're red on the outside, but then when you cut into them, they're pink and white. And I haven't looked it up. Maybe they're a different kind of beet, and maybe I like this kind of beet, and I've only had regular beets or something. I don't know. If you're a beet expert, you need to let us know. Because watch, I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to buy more beets. And
are
I'm
you sure like, they were beets?
Well, that's what it said. I mean, that's what they look like. Okay. So I just was surprised when I cut into them and they weren't fully red. So I don't know. But I am going to try to track down some more fresh raw beets. And now I'm wanting to grow a garden or something because I'm loving having these bowls. And I'm like, you can grow cucumbers really inexpensively. You can grow, you know. But I did for my birthday. My parents gave me some cash and they said, we want you to spend it on something specific that you've really wanted. And I am the kind of person that I don't have a lot of wants. I just tend to, I don't know. We lived on so little for the first few years of our marriage that I just kind of learned, I don't know, I'm just happy with what I have and grateful. So I had to rack my brain for a number of days to try to come up with something. And I realized, you know what, for the longest time, I've wanted a juicer and I've wanted to grow microgreens. And so I researched and so I used the cash to buy a juicer and microgreens. So now I sound like I'm really becoming crunchy. But I'm excited because I want to find a source. I don't know if it's that farm stand or something for regularly getting beets so I can put it in my bowls with my microgreens now that I can put my microgreens in those lunch bowls as well. And I think they'll be so great in there. But then also I can juice the microgreens and juice the beets.
So can you get chickens that don't make noise?
Yes, I would love to get chickens. We just need chickens that don't require any sort of upkeep, that they, as far as we can go on a trip and they will be just fine. We need chickens also that...
Isn't that every chicken usually?
Well, I mean, I guess...
You guys raise chickens. Don't you know how don't require...
Well, but you have to feed them. Like you have to give them a little food.
A little bit.
Okay. But yes, you don't just leave them out in your field. I mean, when we would go on a trip, somebody would come by and feed our animals. Okay. We didn't just let them fend for themselves for 2 weeks or a week or 5 days or however long we're gone for. But no, we need them to be invisible. We need them to not make noise. Not make any sort of messes and not need any sort of upkeep. And then we could absolutely get chickens. But our HOA, they would have to be invisible for our HOA. So if anybody knows where the source is for invisible chickens that don't make
a statue that lays eggs.
When you think of summer, do you think of grilling out? I know I do. That smell of burgers on the grill, that sound of the sizzling and that taste when you just bite into the perfect brat or burger. And you know what you need? You gotta have a bun. And for some people who maybe you're watching what you're eating, you're like, have you looked at the ingredients in those buns? I'm just gonna eat it plain. But that's no fun. Well, Hero Bread is here to be a hero because they reinvented the bread and buns that make summer great. Fluffy, delicious flavor and texture with no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. I looked at the package because I ordered some to try before I did this ad. Y'all, I could not believe what I read. And it tasted quite good. One of my favorite ways was to toast the bread and then put some Laughing Cow cheese on it so that you're still not having a lot of fat, and then sprinkle it with some Truvia and cinnamon. So good and packs nutritional punch. The texture is just like regular bread, very soft and fluffy. And the best part about it is that it packs a nutritional punch. 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and high in fiber. So you don't have to stop eating bread or not have a bun on that juicy hot dog or your BLT sandwich or that sizzling burger. Keep the carbs out of summer without compromising flavor with Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co and use code Crystal at checkout. So that's Crystal at HERO.CO. hero.co to get 10% off. Use coupon code Crystal. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something that scares you? Maybe something that you wish so much you could actually do, but the thought of doing it just terrifies you. For me, for the longest time, that was public speaking. I really wanted deep, deep down to be able to get up on a stage and stand up there in confidence. But the actual getting up on the stage was one of my greatest fears, like something I would run from and avoid from when I had the opportunity. No. But I had to really dig into some deep-seated dysfunction and unhealth and uncover and uproot that to get to the place where I could confidently stand on a stage. And now it's something that I actually really enjoy doing. And it's no longer about me and what terrifies me, but it's about how I can serve the audience and be an inspiration to others and share as a conduit. It took a long time to get there and a lot of work, but it was so worth it. Something that has really been helpful to our entire family when we're talking about digging into deep-seated dysfunction and uprooting unhealthy patterns has been therapy. I highly recommend, if you are struggling, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling scared of something, therapy is something to really seriously consider, to have someone to sit with you and process these things and give you outside perspective and encouragement and a listening ear. If you've never tried therapy before and you're like, I don't even know where to start, well, BetterHelp.com is a great resource to start with. It's entirely online and it's convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. Here's the best thing. You fill out a brief questionnaire and you're going to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Overcome your fears with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/crystalpain today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/crystalpain. If you struggle with bloating, or just feeling like your digestive health is not on track, but you feel like every health recommendation just feels complicated, hard to stick to, and expensive, I have something for you. Seeds DS01 is a 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic that promotes benefits in and beyond your gut. It is formulated with 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains to support whole body benefits, including gut health, skin health, heart health, immune health, gut barrier integrity, gut microbial balance, and micronutrient synthesis in just 2 capsules a day. And here's the kicker. You don't have to refrigerate it. So many probiotics that are really high quality, you need to refrigerate. You just take these 2 capsules every day. And I recommend that you habit stack, especially if you're someone who you sometimes forget to take your vitamins. I can be like that. So I find that if I set out my vitamins, because you don't have to refrigerate these ones, set it by something like every night if you brush your teeth before you go to bed, or every morning, brush your teeth when you wake up, wash your face, put it right by that. And so then it's that reminder to do it, that reminder to take it, and then you have no excuse for not remembering, and also no excuse for not taking care of your gut health and feeling so much better. Because when your digestive health is on track, you physically and mentally just have more energy. And I just find that you have a clearer head and you just enjoy your life more. If you would like to try DS01 from Seed, you can get great gut health for less than $2 a day by going to seed.com/crystal and use coupon code 25crystal to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/crystal, code 25crystal. All right, so I alluded to our trip. We actually I got inspired for this trip whenever I was on my trip with Jen, which I talked about on the podcast. We'll link to that in the show notes. And
we just went, that trip with Jen was less than 36 hours. And while I was there in New York City, it was my first time to be back to New York City in a number of years. I was like, oh man, I would just love to bring Jesse here. Like, I would just love to go here with Jesse. And we had just left Micah and Kirsten for the trip for us to go to Michigan. And it was our first time to do that. We left them with my parents and they'd done so well that I think it was that for me, like, oh, I think possibly we could leave all three of our little kids and they would be okay. And so I started just mulling this over in my head over and over and over and over. And I think I told Jen when we were on the trip, I want to bring Jesse. I think I could do it. I think we could do it if it was just one night. And there's a direct flight from Nashville. And so I came home and I said, Jesse, I'd really love to take you. Like, could we do this? If we just did one night, like, we could still do a lot in a short amount of time, especially if there's a direct flight, so it doesn't take long to get there. And you were really excited about the idea. So we asked Catherine, our 19-year-old, if there was a time in her schedule in the next 6 weeks, because I wanted to go when the weather was still nice. And she looked at her schedule and she was able to find a weekend that worked out. We had to move a lot of parts because Silas had some major things going on that weekend. And then some people had fall break, some people didn't have fall break. And so just working out all the things, Catherine wasn't on fall break. And so we were able to leave on Sunday morning and then get back Monday afternoon. And it all worked out. And we had the best trip. Mm-hmm. Like, the best trip. My friend Olivia was asking me about it the other day, and I said, I went into it with low expectations. That sounds bad, but because I feel like sometimes you can hype something up, and then, right, you know, if you haven't gone on a trip like this for a while, I remember years ago when we went on a cruise and we had not done something like that. We'd had three little kids, and it was our first time to be away. We both had just, we're in a really stressful seasons. And for the first like 48 hours of the cruise, we just fought. Mm-hmm. And I think it was because there's been so much stuff that we just stuffed down. And so then it comes out because finally we're together and there's quiet and there's nobody that's needing anything. So it's like all this stress just comes out. So I was thinking, I mean, I don't know. But it could not have been, like, I can't think of anything that could have made it better. The weather was absolutely mm-hmm. beautiful, not too hot, not too cold. And the flights went perfectly smoothly. Mm-hmm. And we were able to navigate from the airport to the bus to the metro or subway station, whatever they call it there, and then get to our hotel, which we'd never done that before. And so
no,
just,
we didn't do that. Haven't done that before specifically, but we had traveled the subway there in New York City before. We had been to New York City a couple of times, but mainly just around Manhattan, downtown, and Staten Island Ferry, and walking around the financial district. We've done that, what, 2-3 times?
Yes, I think this was my 7th or 8th time to go. But always in the past, we've taken a taxi or a car. A lot of times it would be a business trip for me. So it'd be mm-hmm. like it would be paid for, the taxi or Uber from the airport to the hotel. And
you know what was similar to this is our trip when we did a back east trip. Back east, like, it's really far. That's how it was back in Kansas. But when we were driving from DC to and hitting all the different states, went to Boston. We stopped in New York City with the kids for 24 hours. That's mm-hmm. what we like to do, these like really short 24-hour trips, and cram as much stuff as we can in the 24 hours. So we wanted to take them to, where did we take them?
Well, we wanted to Times Square. Is that what you're talking about? Yes.
Times Square.
The most famous place in New York City.
I was like, Central Park. No, we didn't go to Central Park.
Where did we want to take them?
Yeah. We went to Times Square. We wanted to do it at night.
We wanted them to get to just experience Times Square.
And this is when we just had the older three.
They were a lot younger then, but.
But we stayed in on the New Jersey side, and we took a bus in to the 42nd Street Terminal, actually, bus terminal, I think. And then we took the subway places. And so this was the most similar to that, like what we had taken the bus from the airport to the other terminal. So we had some experience traversing a little bit.
That's true. I forgot that. Well, and I wouldn't recommend doing it if you've never been to New York City, if you're traveling by yourself, if it's late at night. Like I think, but we were going to be in the day. We were going to be together. I had just been there and been to that airport. And when I was at the airport, I had actually investigated and I'd seen, oh, you can take a free bus here to the subway station. Oh, we should try that. Mm-hmm. And here's the interesting thing. So it cost, when I was in New York City 6 weeks ago, both times an Uber from the hotel, which we were in Times Square, to the airport cost somewhere in the vicinity of $160 to $175. Like, it's crazy. When we took the bus from LaGuardia, it's a free bus to take you to the downtown 42nd Street terminal. Is that correct?
No. Roosevelt.
Okay. So it takes you there and then you take the subway there to wherever you're going.
Right.
It was $2.70 a person. Because the bus is free from the airport. And then, it's just the one subway fare. Now, if you had a bunch of luggage or a lot of children, or, I could see, but also if you had a lot of children, I don't know that you would necessarily do an Uber either. I don't know what you would do. But I think as long as you just had, luggage that you could easily carry yourself through an airport, you also could easily carry it to the bus station through, I overpacked because we didn't have children and I probably way more outfits than I could have ever worn just because I didn't know what the weather was going to be like and just because we had space, but we had a roller bag and two backpacks and it was a piece of cake to have that kind of luggage. But anyway, so we had the straight flight, which we flew Southwest because it was a lot cheaper. And also there's a direct flight. And then we took the bus and then the subway to Times Square. We got our hotel actually paid for with points, not credit card points, but hotel points. I don't have a credit card. But we oftentimes stay in the same hotel chain. And when you do that, you have your membership number.
Loyalty number.
We always recommend getting loyalty numbers. If you travel at all, at any time, always get loyalty numbers because you're going to accrue points. And so we had a really nice hotel. Like, I cannot believe that, because hotels in Times Square are very expensive usually. And so we had enough points, though, it covered it. And then it was just this perfect location, really nice hotel, amazing view right into Times Square. And then our whole goal for the trip was, to spend time together, but then also to go to Central Park, because that was something that I had done with Jen just recently. It was my first time to go, and I really wanted you to get to experience it. And so it was Sunday, which was really fun because Central Park was such a thriving place on Sunday. Like, it was so full of life. And it was also just a gorgeous day. Weather could not have been more perfect. And so we spent 4 or 5 hours in Central Park, would you say? I mean,
I didn't keep track of it.
It was because we walked there, which was, a bit of a hike from, and we also went and saw Fifth Avenue because you'd never seen Fifth Avenue. And so we went and saw the shops at Fifth Avenue. Then we went to Central Park. And our one splurge was to go to the boathouse that I'd gone to with Jen. We really wanted to rent a boat, but the line was crazy.
It was crazy long.
But it's just this beautiful, idyllic sort of, you can rent this, I think, is it a, like a paddle boat, or is it just a boat with oars? I think it's a boat.
Just a boat with oars, yeah.
And it just would be this really cool thing. But no, we waited in line for a while and it was like, this is going to take 5 hours or something. But then we went to the boathouse there, which is right overlooking, it's open air and just overlooking this beautiful pond. I guess. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing food and, we just had such a great experience. And then we walked back to our hotel and it was so crazy because to get back to our hotel, And we walked like almost 20,000 steps. So we got a lot of walking in. But we got back to our hotel and it was like, it was only 7 p.m. And it's like, nobody needs us. Nobody's going to bang on the door. Nobody's going to call mommy. And it was this very weird feeling. And I think it hadn't hit us until then because we'd been at the airport, at Central Park, walking in New York City. And it was so relaxing.
It was a very good, relaxing, needed time.
It was amazing. And we slept like 8 hours solid without waking up. And then just in the morning, it was like, nobody needs us. What is this? Mm-hmm. And so we just had this very leisurely morning. We had decided not to leave early because we knew it was going to take us a little bit to get to the airport, and it's a large airport, so we didn't want to be last minute anything. So I think our flight was at 12:45. So we knew we probably were going to need to leave by what time do we end up leaving? Do we leave at 10:45?
10:30, I think.
Something like that.
10:45, something like that.
Which is plenty of time. We just weren't sure also because we were going to take the subway back and then take the bus. And we did learn one thing, and that is if you are taking the bus back to the airport, they do not, at least on our bus, they do not announce where they're stopping, what terminal they're stopping. And if you're going to LaGuardia, the terminals are all separate. You can walk between them. It's a pretty long walk, and there's a lot of construction. And if it were raining, you would not want to be walking because it's not all covered, but you could. I wasn't sure on that though, but I did watch when we were going in with buses, but they didn't announce. And so we actually missed our terminal because there was no signage, there was no nothing.
There were some other people that were confused. And one of the other patrons there on the bus was like, no, this is terminal C and the B's next.
Everybody sit down, it's terminal. Yeah, and so they acted like they knew what they were saying. And it wasn't the right thing at all.
He got it backwards.
And so gratefully, we had allowed enough time because then we were thinking, oh, great. Like, how much time is this going to add that we are stuck on this bus and we're not at the right terminal? It was fine. It was only like 5 extra minutes. It worked out.
Well, we just hopped off the bus. Oh, realized, oh, they're going right straight back where we need to be. So we hopped back on the bus.
Yes. But it could have been. It could have been a situation where it was 30 minutes or something. Mm-hmm. Because that's what they told me whenever I came with Jen. I had to ride a bus from one terminal to another. And they said, they told me, like, I think allow 25 minutes. I asked them how long it would take. They said allow 25 minutes. So anyway, just word to the wise, if you're going to try the subway to the bus, make sure that you pay very close attention because they don't make it real obvious, or at least on our bus, they didn't. But anyway, it was so relaxing. And it was interesting because last week was Prime Week, which is a very big week for our business, one of the biggest weeks of the year. And also, I had mentioned on a previous podcast, my sister, their area was hit by Hurricane Helene. So we weren't even sure if she was going to have internet. And she is the one who really is, you know, kind of in charge of running Prime Week. And then two of my other people on my team who are a big part of running Prime Week, they were in the possible path of Milton. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't know. They were on the other side of Florida, so we thought they weren't going to get hit really hard, but there was a good chance there was going to be flooding, and there was a good chance they were going to lose their electricity. So it was just a very interesting, like, I don't know what the right word is, but there was just a lot of unknown going into Prime Week. And so to have this trip at the beginning to just have this time together was such a gift. And then I felt like I went into Prime Week knowing that there were so many different moving parts and so much that I didn't know and so much that I couldn't control. And yet I just felt this peace and calmness going into it. Mm-hmm. And God was so faithful. We're so grateful that Milton actually didn't really hit the area where the two people on my team work. They did not. I think they lost their electricity for a few hours in the night, and that was it. So we were really grateful for that. But just overall, the trip, you know, it was such a gift. And I feel like before we even got back home, we're like, we need to do that again. When are we going to do that again? That wasn't long enough. And also the fact that our kids did so well at home.
Right.
Like, to know, oh, we can do this. And I think for, you know, the last 5 years, there's been so much upheaval in our own lives with bringing home 4 babies in 2.5 years, and also COVID, which shut down a lot of travel and changed a lot of things, and just learning so much with David's disabilities, and then also just not knowing, could we leave him? I think that's the thing. He's had so many different emergency situations that there's, you know, always in the back of our mind, like, is it safe? Are we okay with leaving him? And I think to just get to that place of, you know, we're not ready to leave him for a long period of time, but for 36 hours in the care of our kids who know him and know his needs and know everything very well. And we also have so many different doctors that we have basically that we can reach out to by text, and we have their personal numbers. I feel like that there's a lot of safety in that. And so I think for us, it was just so good to be able to have that and to prioritize that. And it really felt like, you know, I don't look back and be like, well, we should have done that sooner. I feel like we're just finally to a place where we can start making this happen. And so now I really want to set a goal that, okay, we did it. The goal was 2 overnighters for 2024. We're only going to end the year with probably 1, but it was a big one because we went to New York City. It wasn't just like I was picturing an overnighter in our same town. But then also, you know, to say, okay, for 2025, what's realistic and what can we prioritize? And let's see if we can get something on the calendar, and let's make this happen, because it was just so good for our marriage.
Well, I think it's good to have something that's, it's almost like a break of what you usually do, right? And to have that relaxing period. I've looked at my metrics from my Garmin, and it's like everything from that time period has been so much better. You know, because I was drained, and every, you know, the metrics, once you are drained, it generally stays drained until you, you know, fill your tank back up. And it's been cool to just to see the physical changes from just because we have that time of rest and relaxation.
Yeah, it was the exact same for me. And also I came back with this newfound motivation to be prioritizing times of rest more, because just to realize how much that did for my body and my soul and for our marriage. And so to be like, okay, we can't not prioritize this. Did I say that wrong?
No.
We can't not prioritize this. We are looking forward to our next time. I don't know when it will be or where it will be, but thanks for joining us for this podcast episode. We'd love to hear from you, as always. If you have any feedback, any thoughts, any funny stories, any questions, you can send an email to crystal@moneysavingmom.com. Have a great week, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.